This is Insight on WRKF. I'm Amy Jeffries here at Hosanna Christian Academy in Baton Rouge. In 2012, when Louisiana's scholarship program was expanded statewide, Hosanna went all in, as they say, in that first year, taking on almost 300 voucher students and nearly doubling its enrollment. Now, almost 85% of the students at Hosanna are enrolled with a voucher, and that is more than any other school in the state. I'm at Hosanna Christian Academy with Headmaster Josh Lesage. Thanks for having me again.
Sure, absolutely.
The last time we spoke, you were gearing up for your first group of scholarship students, voucher students enrolled at Hosanna to take state tests. That was kind of a big, scary deal. I mean, we were standing in your war room looking at a lot of red, to say the least.
Students who are doing well in the public school system, many of them tend not to find their way to Hosanna Christian Academy. I can only speak for us, not the voucher program generally. And what I mean by that is, yes, we do get many, many well-adjusted kids who come to us with good grades and have no social problems in the public school system. But the majority of our students are here with us because the public school system wasn't working. And it wasn't working for them academically, behaviorally, socially, or a combination of the three. And so we take our students where they are. You know, we tested 233 students this past year. The first year we only tested 91, and most of those new students we tested were first-year students at Hosanna. So we like to say that last year was our second first year in the program, so to speak. And even with that, we had a 20% growth in our SCI, and if you take out the high school scores, which we no longer have a high school, we had a 26% growth. And so while we are not pleased at all with where we are pleased with the progress we've made, and we're pleased with where we're going.
So you were mentioning your SEI, your Scholarship Cohort Index. That is the scoring system that the state uses to assess schools that are participating in the voucher program. So schools in the program are scored based on how students receiving vouchers perform on those state tests and the progress of those who were performing below grade level. If you score below 50, though, on that Scholarship Cohort Index for 2 years, the school is barred from enrolling any more voucher students. And of the 125 schools across the state that were participating, Hosanna is one of the 23 schools that didn't meet the threshold. When you first received those scores back from the state, what was your first thought?
Well, the first thing we did was look at our growth, and we looked at the fact that we moved from a 41.5 to a 49.8, and we were largely pleased with the growth, particularly since the majority of our testers had only been with us for 1 year. Very disappointed, if not devastated, at missing the mark because we were so close, 0.2 of a point. And I will tell you, as we looked at our data, literally, as we looked at our data, a single student would have made the difference. And a point of clarity that I would like to make that I hope makes the cut is that our K-8 only SCI was well above 50, but we had to consider our high school scores in that, and we no longer have a high school. But I would say this in a larger context, Amy. I would encourage anybody who's interested to look at the scores of the schools in New Orleans who have had voucher students for 5 and 6 and 7 years and compare them to the scores of the schools outside of New Orleans who've only had students for 1 or 2 years. And what you're going to see is it just takes time with these kids. All of the schools across the state that have a quote-unquote good SCI, they've had the kids for a long, long time, certainly much longer than we've had them. And I fully expect that next year and in the following years, we will be there as well.
By and large, of those students that you brought in 2012, they did better in English and language arts on state tests in their second year in Hosanna as fourth graders.
Without question. When we track our students who have been with us two complete school years and tested with us, they're doing much, much better than students do in their first year.
On the other hand, though, bringing those same students up in social studies and in science appeared to have proven more difficult.
I knew with such an influx of scholarship students, we would need to have students pulled out of class to receive interventions. Well, we pulled out of our science and social studies classes both years. And so we knew that those scores may suffer because, yes, we want them to know about Abraham Lincoln and photosynthesis, but there's only so much time in the day. And so we kind of stole from science and social studies to do our pullout interventions for many of our low students. That's not the best way to do it. At the same time, you have to effectively train your teachers how to do interventions in the classroom. So this year, we instead of having a pullout intervention program, our teachers do interventions in their classes. And so I fully expect our science and social studies scores to be much, much higher, markedly higher than they've been in the past, because we're not pulling kids out of those classes to teach them basic literacy and numeracy skills.
What's the next benchmark for you that you've got your eye on when you say, you know, you're not where you want to be? Where is that? Where do you want to
well,
be?
Well, we wanted to be 3-year plan. We wanted to be above 50 in the second year, and we wanted to be around 70 that third year. And if you take 26% growth and you add it to what our K-8 only index is already, we're knocking on the door of 70, and that would put us in the public school realm of a C school, which is not bad when 90% of your kids come from DNF schools, and we look at where they were when we got them. But we do expect to be at 70 next year, and I hope I'm not disappointed if you come back next November to talk to us about it.
Well, so, I hope we get a chance to catch up again.
Absolutely.
Then. Appreciate it. Josh Lesage, headmaster at Hosanna Christian
Yes.
Academy. Thanks again for having me.
All right, thank you.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.